maybe your Uber driver didn't serenade you with songs generated by AI with your name in them like Elise's did.
I mean, it's got kind of a vibe, doesn't it?
But maybe you had a strange Uber ride yourself. Amanda said we had an elderly man. We were his first ride. Husband and I on vacation drove the same block four times.
First ride ever?
Yes. Before I finally said, I think that's where you get on the expressway. Amanda said, I always have the map pulled up. A habit from being in Ubers alone at times, so I knew he kept missing it. I'm glad it was us because we were nice and we just laughed about it. We might have had a buzz from lunch.
Oh, see, there you go.
That it's like, buddy, I think this is the... you keep missing the entrance, man. Uh-huh. It's right there. It's right there.
Bless his heart, though. You got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah. Aaron said my driver had a full karaoke setup in his car.
Oh!
Screen, mic, disco lights...
Get out.
He insisted we sing Bohemian Rhapsody together.
That's great.
I missed my stop because we were so into it.
See, that's fun. And listen, I saw a viral story of a woman that does this like in New York City or something like that, and people love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Dave says, I jumped in a Lyft in St. Louis, and the guy had an emotional support ferret. had a live ferret in his lap the whole time. Said it kept him calm in traffic.
Okay.
It also kept trying to crawl on me. His name was Freddy.
Oh, Freddy the ferret. Okay.
Freddy the ferret.
Freddy the ferret.
That's precious.
Trina said one driver had a bubble machine blowing full blast the entire ride.
Oh.
All right. Felt like I was in a toddler's birthday party hosted in a Honda Civic. That's funny.
Just wanted to create a party atmosphere for you. So
sure.
You can enjoy the ride a little bit more.
Sure.
Tammy says gotten in a Uber pool and the other passenger started crying.
Oh, no.
And then the driver cried.
Oh.
And then I cried. None of us knew why. We all just felt things, apparently.
Oh, gosh.
LOL.
Swifty Kim rolls in and says, not so crazy, but kind of funny. We got an Uber to a concert at Yum. The driver on the way there was this guy who talked nonstop the entire ride. Literally told us his entire life story. Then on the way home, we got an older guy who never said one word.
Okay.
The entire ride.
Yeah. What's better? Do you want the silence or do you want someone's life story?
I will say that I enjoy when I get in and the rideshare is playing DJ X.
And then do you say, hey?
No, I don't. No? But I think, well, one time I asked, I was like, oh, hey, you know, good station or so. I made some comment and the driver was like, yeah, I usually check and see who I'm picking up. And based on their based on their age and demographic, I'll put DJX on because it's a station that everybody listens to or something like that. I was like, oh, that's interesting. Wow.
You did your research. Well, so did you ever reveal?
No.
That you worked there?
No. No. Jared said, I had a driver once who was super into garlic.
Oh.
Like had garlic hanging from the rearview mirror, garlic oil diffusing, and told me he eats raw cloves every morning. My eyes watered the entire trip.
Was he afraid of vampires?
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't that a vampire thing?
I feel like it is.
All right, these are your weirdest Uber rides.
Jennifer says a driver picked me up, looked me up and down, and said, you're way prettier than your profile picture. I don't have a profile picture.
Oh.
Yikes. I told him I think this wasn't my ride and sent him away.
I don't think you're my driver.
No.
Bye.
Somebody was Facebook stalking.
Yeah, bye.
Maybe.
Michelle said I was in Tampa, grabbed an Uber to my hotel. Halfway through the ride, he pulled over, told me he had to read my cards.
I'm sorry, what?
On the hood of the car, said the spirits insisted so.
What?
I was going to my hotel. Like tarot cards, I guess.
I would say the spirits are insisting I get out of this car right now.
Yeah, I think we're done here.
And
I think we're done.
Yeah.
Couple more.
Hannah says, I once had a driver who was in full fake police uniform.
What?
Like badge, lights on the dash, everything. Said he liked the authority vibe.
Oh.
I texted a friend my location and sat very still. So weird.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I would have immediately gotten out because that's impersonating a police officer, isn't it?
I feel like you would be
accomplice
to a crime. Yeah.
Yes.
right, exactly.
Yes, no, sir.
Oh, shoot. All right. Weirdest Uber rides.
Rochelle says, I got in. And 30 seconds later, he started yelling on the phone with someone, his now ex-girlfriend. They were breaking up while he was driving me.
Oh, no.
We were doing 80 on the interstate while he shouted, I deserve better.
Oh.
And I tipped him $10 just for surviving.
It's like, here, I feel bad for you, buddy. Here
you're
you
like,
go.
You're feeling some things right now. I want to help.
Yeah, you're clearly going through some stuff. So thanks for at least getting me there safely.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Those are crazy. All right. Good stories. Thank you for that.